I'm going to continue from my previous lesson from the book of Luke, chapter 7. I'll start today from verse 38, where Luke recorded the actions of the woman when she had entered the house of the Pharisees. He tells us that she stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. This horrified Simon the Pharisees, that the master should have allowed such a woman of the street to approach him and to pour out tears at his feet. Simon could not speak the words out loud, but merely thought to himself, "This man, if he was a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him." In Simon's eyes, she was a sinner, and she would always be counted as a sinner. To him, there was abomination in her touch, sin in her tears, and lies in her ointment. Simon made no inquiries, indulged in no hopes. It was all one to him, whether it was because of a depraved will, or vanity, starvation, or the lust of men that drove her to this ruin. And as for Christ, if he had any insight into human character, he would know that she was a prostitute. Isn't it interesting to note, while Simon was musing about Jesus' prophetic insight, he supposed that Jesus was unaware of the true character of this woman. And all the time, Jesus was reading Simon's thoughts. Jesus revealed that he had not only perfect insight into the woman's character, but also into Simon's as well. Jesus knew what he was thinking, and he said, "Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you." And Simon said, "Say on, Master." Then Jesus gave him the story of a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. In the spiritual realm, all people are in this same situation. No one is able to pay their moral and spiritual debt. In Jesus' day, there were two courses open to a debtor who could not pay his debt: forgiveness or slavery. Therefore, forgiveness would entail a great debt of gratitude. So he asked Simon, "Which of them will love him most?" The answer was obvious. Yet when Simon says, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave most," he is hesitating, not because he is not quite sure of the answer, but because he already sees the direction which Jesus is leading him. Accepting Simon's answer as correct, Jesus begins a clear and effective personal application of the parable to Simon and the woman. He said to Simon, "See this woman?" He wanted Simon to see what he had not yet seen. And then he said, "I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto her, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to him whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith hath saved you. Go in peace." I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com.